Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler, Phoenix. You're starting the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight were the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say dawns that star-spangled banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free, in the home of the brave.
Country 107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
That was Caitlin Smith of the National Anthem this morning. Well, good morning. Thanks for having us on. If you're heading in on the Red Mountain 202, westbound in Dobson, there's a ton of gravel all over the highway. They have like a sweeper truck there and like some ADOT vehicles. I have a feeling they may be closing westbound 202 at Dobson so they can clean up all that gravel. But remember when we first moved here, we were like the cracks of the windshield. We were so like just baffled as to how we could get so many dings in our windshield. And I still don't know how it happens.
I don't either.
Because up in the Pacific Northwest, you don't deal with that.
Right.
You don't have to have the windshield coverage on your, well, you don't have to have it here, but it helps to have it here because of how many window dings and cracks you get on your windshield.
Yes.
And at first I thought it was like, you know, the Menahune coming in at night and dropping gravel over the highway. You know, like just, yeah, then they come in, you know, and then they drop gravel over the highway and the people get cracked windshields and it's all a, you know, insurance company scheme, you know, hiring those Menahune. And then I rule that out and they're like, okay, maybe it's the ADOT, you know, the other troopers that sit on the side of the road up at the gravel. And when they go after somebody, there's a trail of gravel that follows them, you know, onto the highway.
That's valid.
Which that's probably the more likely case, you know, because I think a lot of cities don't have the gravel on the sides of the roads like we do here in the desert.
Yeah.
Or there's dump trucks just dumping rocks on the highway overnight.
I'm going to go with option D, which is answer B and C.
B and C, okay.
B and C.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not thinking the Menahune are responsible.
Come on. I mean, it is a short flight from here to Hawaii.
Yes.
It's only 6 hours. You know, the Menahune can jump a...
It's just a pedal jump.
Jump a Hawaiian Airlines flight up here and put gravel over the highways. But
every night. That's what they do.
But yeah, I got a few dings on my windshield this morning coming in. Just,
oh, that
just
sucks.
From all that gravel on the 202 this morning.
Well, I have big old cracks in my windshield, and it's not from that. It's just because I haven't gotten it fixed.
Yeah, I'll call my friends at Bluestone Auto Glass, Cheyenne.
I plan on it, Gunner. Thanks for letting me know.
It was almost like they paid for this spot. They did not. Doing a public service this morning.
Maybe it's the windshield companies that are putting gravel on
the
roads.
What I'm saying. I think it's like these auto insurance companies.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get a little extra money from the folks that aren't paying for the windshield coverage. Anyway, here's your morning riddle. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
With Christmas just around the corner, these are Christmas riddles here on out. What can't be put in a saucepan while cooking Christmas dinner? What can't be put in a saucepan while cooking Christmas dinner? Do not do this. You can't do it.
A lot of things.
What can't be put in a saucepan while cooking Christmas dinner? Come up with the correct answer there, Cheyenne.
I'm going to try.
As always, if you think you know, you can text us at 22108. We'll give you the correct answer to the morning riddle coming up here in 6 minutes on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. The morning riddle: what can't be put in a saucepan while cooking Christmas dinner? What can't be put in a saucepan while cooking Christmas dinner? A lot of guesses coming in by text to 22108. There are a couple of correct guesses.
Okay, but only a couple, so only I feel really good about that.
Yeah, definitely not the mass majority.
Okay.
All right, text to the 520, the Christmas tree. Although accurate, not the correct answer. Text to the 505, saucy attitudes.
Ooh.
Text that is incorrect. Text to the 623, what? So they're thinking about the riddle there.
Oh, the question.
Like,
what
can't be put in a saucepan while cooking Christmas dinner?
You're a clever one.
Yeah. If the question mark was not at the end,
uh-huh,
that would obviously work. But no, it's a question.
Yes.
What can't be put? So good guess, though. That's not it. Text of the 480, gizzards in the neck of the turkey. Incorrect. Text of the 760, your mother-in-law. Incorrect. Although accurate. Text of the 602, cranberries. Incorrect. Text of the 480, my husband. Incorrect. Text the 425. Depends on what's for dinner.
I mean, a lot of them work. Yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah.
None of them are my guests, so I'll say that.
Text the 425, the cat.
That could never go in a saucepan, ever.
Yeah, it depends what country you're in, Shaggy.
Ah, yeah, no.
I mean, yeah, I can't. What's your guess?
I went with Christmas spirit.
Where can't be put in a saucepan while cooking Christmas dinner? That should be in the saucepan.
No, Christmas you can't spirit? Cook your Christmas spirit.
All right, well, the correct answer is the lid. Can't get the lid in the saucepan. It's made to stay on the outside.
Stupid.
The morning riddle every weekday morning at 6 here on Camel Country. The big decision is coming up next here on Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Camel Country 107.9.
Unqualified advice for life-changing situations.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Big Decision.
We do it every Wednesday at about this time. You can always hit us up on Instagram if you got a big decision you are facing. You go one way or the other. You just cannot come to a resolution. Can't come to a decision. So you reach out to us. Not that we're educated by any means. Just have some street smarts. We'll give you our 2 cents.
Yeah, we like to think that we're well-rounded in that area.
All right, so here we go. Dear Gunner and Cheyenne, I am debating becoming a vegan.
Okay.
Well, let's just end it there. No!
Absolutely not! And we're done.
The message goes on to say, I have been friends with a man for about 10 years, and now I have developed feelings for him, and it is mutual. The problem is that he is vegan and does not want to date anybody who is not a vegan. I know I shouldn't change who I am, but is my diet really changing who I am? Does this person become a vegan for somebody that they have known each other for 10 years, developed feelings for? What say you, Cheyenne?
You know, I'm all for healthy lifestyle changes. And I do think that if you're changing your diet for yourself, I think that's a great thing. But I think that's a little too drastic for me. And like, that's not something I would do.
You say stay friends.
Yeah, stay friends.
I would say give it a shot. You know, I mean, it's a diet. You're not changing religions. You're not changing whatever, you know, fill in the blank.
Right.
You're just changing your diet. You're eliminating some stuff out of your diet, you know? And I mean, if that's what he wants you to do, why not? But I mean, you might want to go into it with the little asterisk that, hey, I'm going to give this a shot because that's how much I like you. But if I can't pull it off, what are you going to do?
I just, like, I see your point, but if, like, she's not making the decision for herself, I just feel like that's something super unsustainable. But also, why is she the one that has to change? Why can't he be okay with the fact that she has a diet that doesn't match his?
What is a vegan? Like, what's the definition of a vegan?
They don't eat anything that comes from an animal byproduct or an animal at all. So, like, milk, eggs, meat.
Well, maybe he just can't get past the thought of kissing her after pounding a giant cheeseburger.
So then maybe she just needs to carry around a toothbrush and mouthwash.
I mean, why
is she?
Right?
Why is she the one that has to change? Why can't he come to a compromise with her?
Maybe it's a test. Will she change for me?
Well, if you're wanting to test her, maybe you don't do that either.
All right, Camel Nation, what say you? I mean, maybe you have been in this situation. Did you try and change for somebody who was living a certain way and you just tried to change yourself and it didn't work? it went down in flames. That whole idea went down in flames. I mean, if you have personal experience with this, we'd love to hear it. You can text us to 22108. If you do have an opinion on the big decision scenario today, you can text us that at 22108 as well.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, the big decision today, which you do every Wednesday at about 6:25, we put out a decision that somebody is facing, and then we kind of give our two cents on it. Campbell Nation, you chime in with your two cents on text at 22108. And today, the big decision somebody is facing is whether they should become a vegan or not, whether she should become a vegan or not, because she's been friends with the guy for about 10 years, and now she's developed feelings for him, and it is mutual. All right. She says the problem is that he is vegan and he has said that he does not want to date anybody who is not a vegan. So she says she knows she shouldn't change who she is, but is changing her diet really changing who she is?
And I think it is. I just don't think that changing for somebody like that is sustainable. I just think that at some point you're going to get tired of it. And then what? You get a year or two into the relationship and you decide that you really want to eat meat? And then what?
Yeah. I mean, can the same be said for, let's use your situation of being a workout nut or whatever, you know? And then you get into a relationship with somebody who does not work out, right? Would you require that of that person?
It's not that I would require it, but I would need you to be understanding of why I'm in the gym the way that I am and supportive of that.
Okay, and there's not going to be any resentment of this guy not going to the gym.
No. I mean, unless he's sitting on the couch, you know, doing absolutely nothing with his life.
Okay.
And physically unhealthy.
So what I'm saying is it's possible to date somebody who does not have the same lifestyle as you.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. I think it's being tolerant of somebody else's lifestyle.
I would say, I mean, it's just a diet, you know. Communication, big deal in relationships, right?
Yeah.
If there's feelings that are mutual and she gives it a shot, but knowing that with the asterisk there that, hey, this may not work out, but I will try it for you. What, you know, just so that he is aware she's trying.
Right.
And what's going to happen if she fails, right? If he's going to accept her still, if she does fail and just respect the fact that she is giving it a shot, you know, it's respectable, right?
Right. Being respected and tolerant of that. But like, again, what happens if it doesn't work out?
Yeah, you figure that out before.
Why risk the friendship?
But you figure that out before. You don't like go into, let's see how it goes. You know, let's see what happens. No, communication from the get-go. I'm going to try and become a vegan. I like you. I like what's going on here. We obviously have mutual feelings. I'm going to try to become a vegan. But if I can't, if it doesn't work out, what will happen? Are you going to break up with me? If the answer is yes, maybe that might not be the right relationship for you. But maybe he'll give it a shot then. Maybe there's a compromise. Hey, if you can't become a vegan, you got to go back to burgers. I'll try and date you. You know, I mean, there's got to be a give and take, right? A little compromise there.
Yeah, that I would agree with.
A lot of texts coming in. 22108. Text at the 602. Don't change who you are. All caps. Tons of exclamation points. text at the 602. I say try it, but he needs to compromise. And once a month, you guys need to sit down and have some sort of meat-based dinner or lunch. Text at the 602. Veganism is a lifestyle. Don't do it. It's not just eating healthy. This is a major change. Text for the 602. Don't change for the other person. It will always end in resentment of what you're changing about yourself if it wasn't your choice in the first place.
Yeah.
Text the 623. You shouldn't have to change yourself to have someone want to be with you. Find someone who wants to be with you for who you are.
Yeah, like why can't they make a compromise without her having? Because I think diet is so much a part of a lifestyle, and having to change that for somebody else again is unsustainable.
And that goes for anything though, like lifestyle. You know, I mean, the gym's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle for me.
Going out and party, and that's a lifestyle for some.
It absolutely is.
Right. I mean, like, if you're going to date somebody who used to be an alcoholic, can't be around alcohol, I mean, you got to be okay with putting that alcohol away and not drinking.
You absolutely do.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it's hard. So I am still team, don't do it. Keep your lifestyle.
Communication, man. Ask him what'll happen if you try it. I mean, I feel like there's going to be a little respect from him, you know, that she's giving it a shot, you know, but she may not make it, you know. Anyway, good luck to you.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. I got a text from the 6, I think it's 602, not like, like it matters. Somebody said that the rocks were all cleaned up off of the 202 westbound at Dobson. I had mentioned this morning, which that's my route in, Red Mountain 202 westbound. Dobson had gravel all over the highway.
Yuck.
And there was like a street sweeper and some ADOT vehicles there when I passed. And I had assumed that they were going to close the highway. I don't know if they did or not, but somebody texted saying the rocks are all cleaned up.
Well, that's good.
So, I don't know. Maybe somebody can explain it to us, you know, as to why there's more rock chips here in the valley and in this particular area of the country than of other areas. I would assume, like, we grew up in the Pacific Northwest. I grew up in the Seattle area. I would have assumed all the rain on the roadways up there would have caused more gravel to come up and more rock chips to happen up there, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, like rarely do you get a rock chip.
They don't have window cover or windshield coverage with auto insurance up there.
Yeah.
Down here, it was a whole new thing. When we came to town, they're like, do you want the windshield coverage on your auto insurance?
We're like, no. Why do I need that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
Trying to get extra money out of me or what?
2 days later, smack.
Yeah. You talked to Cheyenne about it. Her whole windshield looks like a spider web.
It is. It's bad right now. It's so bad.
But why does it happen more here than anywhere else? I just assume it was the Menahune, you know, dropping rocks on the roads. But I mean, let's eliminate that. I mean,
this is trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. I'm all about the Menahune now. I think they're everywhere.
Oh,
little furry critters doing things at night. But eliminate that out of the picture. What is it? Why do we have rocks, so many rocks on the roadway? Is it because dump trucks are going out at night, dropping rocks like they did last night?
Not covering up their loads.
Yeah. They dropped a little too much last night so that it became obvious. You know, one of the auto insurance companies hired the dump truck to go drop some rocks last night.
We're lacking in windshield coverage in claims. I'm going to need you to do that.
There's not enough people claiming the auto insurance right now.
Oh, man.
But what is it? I mean, what is it, the kind of pavement that's being used here in the valley?
I don't know. My assumption would be it's the rocks from like the sides of the highways that just kind of fall.
We do have a lot more gravel, mm-hmm. you know, on the sides of the roads here in the valley. And, you know, the state troopers or whoever's, you know, handing out tickets there on the highways, they park up on the rocks.
Yeah.
So when they see somebody speeding or whatever, they, you know, tear out onto the highway. Is that how the rocks are getting on the highway?
I think that that's a really good assumption.
Random thoughts that we are having this morning because of the rocks on the 202 this morning. All right, if you have any like knowledge on this as to why, you know, rock chips happen here more than other parts of the country, you can definitely satisfy our minds this morning by texting us at 22108.
Educate us, please.
Yeah, this is going to drive me nuts all day today.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., big concert announcement.
Like, blow your mind.
Yeah, like we say concert, but it's more of like an event.
It is, though. It really is.
The event of a lifetime. 7 a.m. tomorrow, we'll have all the details for you. We've been talking about the rocks on the roadways here in the valley. Well, just because there was a dump truck that dumped a bunch of gravel on the Red Mountain 202 this morning. It's all cleaned up, but let's say that the dump truck did not drop the gravel. How else are the rocks getting on the roadways? Why are we so susceptible to chipped windshields here in the valley?
And they suck. They're terrible.
But if you've got windshield coverage, Cheyenne, you'll be fine. You know, call Bluestone Auto Glass, and then they will replace it for you. And give you $150 cash.
They're great.
Yeah. But why don't you have windshield coverage? You live in Arizona. You've been here 3 years. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary.
We are,
next
actually.
Month, which, tomorrow, December?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
So 16 days. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I've had windshield coverage most of the time I've been here. I just switched insurance companies. And
why didn't you add it on?
Because I just didn't. I didn't want to pay the extra money, and now I'm really regretting it.
Yeah, you are. You're looking through a spider web on your windshield.
It's terrible. It's so bad. It's like every other day I get a new chip.
But what I learned about it, though, is that it covers like all your windows on your car.
Yes.
Now, I don't recommend doing this, but we had a chipped passenger window because the HOA hires, you know, these landscapers to come mow our lawn, and their lawnmower chipped rot. Threw up a rock.
Oh, that's right.
And it chipped the passenger window. We're like, oh, God. So then I got a hold of the insurance company, and they said, yeah, it's covered. They're like, so where did you get the rock chip at? Said, he's driving on the 202.
And they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then they replaced it, which is crazy that they covered the passenger and the back windows and stuff as well.
Well, I'm glad that they do, though.
So that's just like a pro tip for you from experience.
Glass coverage means all glass.
All glass.
It's weird how that works.
I don't know if they would. Maybe they would have covered it. If I said a lawnmower, you know, threw up a rock, maybe they would have covered it.
I don't know, but why risk
for
it?
No reason.
Why risk it?
That's true. Yeah, why risk it? Just like when you return your Amazon item. Yeah. Like, which one is going to allow me free shipping?
Damaged. Came back damaged.
No. My go-to return item is product not as described. Yeah. That's always the go-to one. You always get the free shipping back.
Yep,
you'll always
do.
Take it back.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
We don't condone any of this.
No, not at all.
All right, but people are texting in ideas on how, like, the rocks end up on the roads. And this one is the most likely one, I think. Because, I mean, aliens, yeah, I mean.
It might be. You never know.
Text to the 575 because the valley's in a perpetual state of construction. I mean, that's possible,
too.
Text to the 480 because there's more landscapes with rock. So rock is hauled more here in the valley. In the Pacific Northwest, they have grass in their yards and highways. And here we have rock and gravel for everything and everywhere, which then correlates to people getting them in their tires and then come flying out on the freeway.
See, that sounds like a very educated opinion.
I agree.
And I think that that's probably right.
So my idea of the Menehune, that guy's idea of the aliens, just throw all that out the window.
Go with that person. Yeah. That person is a lot smarter.
That person's very wise. Very wise. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, coming up in February, the Super Bowl will be in Glendale. So there's a lot of activities, a lot of things going on leading up to the big game. And one of those things is the Super Bowl Music Fest, which they announced the lineup yesterday. Cheyenne was not impressed.
I am underwhelmed, to be honest.
There is one country act.
One.
And it's Kane Brown. Which
was
is pretty cool.
I mean, that'd be a couple good months
show.
Ago.
I know he was.
Yeah.
But it'd be a decent show. You know, Paramore's on the lineup, Dave Matthews Band, Imagine Dragons.
I would, out of those couple, I would say I'm the most excited about Imagine Dragons. I have heard that they put on a really good show. Dave Matthews, and I know I'm going to make some people mad, and I'm sorry if you love him, is just so bleh to me. It's
very
boring.
Mellow music. Yes. It's a particular group of people that really enjoy going to that show. And he would do two shows that, if you know anything about Washington State and the Gorge Amphitheater, he would do a whole weekend.
It was a whole weekend.
It's like a Memorial weekend. It was like 3 days of shows. He's got that much music. He's got to have some repeat songs, you
which
know,
is
that 3 day weekend. But
I think it's great. He's super talented. It's just, to me, he does not fit the Super Bowl fest vibe. I think that they need to have people that are just, they have hit after hit after hit, and they get people moving and excited.
Dave Matthews doesn't get you moving and excited.
No.
All right.
I want to sit on my back patio and just like zone out.
Imagine Dragons will be there. So it's Imagine Dragons and Kane Brown on one night.
Ooh.
So you got the two of them on the stage on the one night. That'll be on, what night is that? Is that the final? That's the final night, which I'm assuming is like Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's all going down to the Footprint Center. Tickets go on sale on the 2nd, so on Friday.
I mean, at least they put Imagine Dragons and Kane Brown on the same night. I think that was a great idea.
That'd be high energy. That'd be good.
Yeah, I think Kane will pull it together. I like it.
Metallica's going to be at State Farm Stadium. That's another big show announced for 2023.
Huge. So excited about this.
Look at all these shows coming back. Because, I mean, you got George Strait.
Yes.
And Chris Stapleton at State Farm Stadium. You got Taylor with two shows at State Farm Stadium.
And now Metallica. I grew up on Metallica. Like, I am so excited
about
this show.
High energy, right?
Yes. Have you ever been to, like, a full-on rock show?
I've seen a Metallica, like, documentary or something, but I've never been to an actual, like, full-on. I mean, I grew up with, like, punk rock. I mean,
yes.
In college radio, that's what I was playing was punk rock. You know, like, Blink-182, I'm excited to go with everybody else in their canes.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've never been to like a full-on rock, like a hard rock concert?
Not like a Metallica show in like a big stadium. And normally it's like a little hole-in-the-wall punk rock joints, you know, where, because I'm 6'1", I'm a bigger guy. I'm taller than all those other little kids that are in there. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm throwing elbows just right in their faces. Fun.
You've got to go.
A little mosh pit.
There's a hard rock show it's a different vibe.
You getting free tickets or what?
I don't care. I'll buy them.
Are you really?
Yeah, I will buy them if I have to. Yeah.
I wouldn't. The thing about those State Farm Stadium shows. I mean, who wants to sit up there in the 300 level?
I mean, I definitely don't. But also,
and watch the ants on the stage.
I don't even care. At a rock show, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, I saw AC/DC my senior year of high school. That was supposed to be one of their last tours, and it wasn't. But, yeah. Like, and I didn't have great seats, but oh my gosh. It was so much fun. It's just fun.
What is the date on that Metallica show?
It's in September.
I got a buddy who's just really into Metallica.
Oh, man.
Get him to come down. He hasn't been down here yet.
Well, he needs to come down, and we could all get tickets and go, and it'll be a great experience. It'll be so much fun. I'm excited.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I think it'll be high energy. Coming up next, we got a story of a dude who went out and just could not get a hold of his wife to help him make a decision, so he made an executive decision on what he purchased.
Okay.
Wait till you hear what he purchased. Okay. I'm using his little executive decision to buy it. This story's coming up next. Hang on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we appreciate you so much for having us on this morning. If you're in a relationship, here's a question for you. When did you make an executive decision on a purchase? What was it that you bought? What was the reaction to your significant other?
Is there like a cost on this or like any executive
decision?
I would assume
that it's going to be of something of value.
Okay.
Right? Where typically if you're in a relationship, and you'll learn this, Cheyenne.
Finally.
Yeah, I know. You'll learn this. That bigger purchases, especially when you have combined incomes and stuff like that, if you're going to make a big purchase, you want to check in with your significant other before making that big purchase, because then they can either talk you out of it or support you in the purchase.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, this guy, this video that's making the rounds on TikTok, he claims that he tried to get a hold of his wife before he made this purchase, but she wasn't answering her phone, so he made the executive decision to buy 44 pounds of cheese.
What?
It's like a half a cheese roll.
Like,
you know, like, what country is it in where they roll the cheese down the hill and they're all chasing after it, you know, that ball, that wheel of cheese?
I have no idea.
Oh, there's a country. They do it every year. It's like they're running with the bulls, but this other country.
Yeah.
They're at the top of this grassy hill and they roll the cheese down the hill and they're all chasing after it.
That rolls cheese, huh?
Yeah, so it's like that, but it's
England.
Half of it. Yeah.
England does it.
But it's like half a wheel of cheese, and it weighs 44 pounds.
What is he going to do with 44 pounds of cheese?
Here's some audio
of
this and the interaction when she confronts him about his cheese.
Why would you buy that much cheese?
Because I was trying to FaceTime you, and you wouldn't answer the phone, so I made an executive decision. I saw something labeled at a price, and I bought.
And how much did you pay for that?
Approximately $10.44.
And how many pounds of cheese is
probably
that?
Like 20.
And what are we going to do?
No clue.
did he say they made $10?
Yeah, he did.
The actual weight was 44 pounds. I know he said 20-something in the video. $10, I'd probably buy that, too. That's
you
a lot
would,
of cheese.
Though. Like that? No. You know what? No. Yes. Yes, you would buy that. And then your reaction would be the same. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but it was $10.
Yeah.
Steal of a deal.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, we host enough people. We can put it on the charcuterie board.
I mean, that's kind valid.
Up, yeah. Cheese like that lasts a while, right? I think it does.
I haven't.
I don't know.
I've never bought cheese that big or like that to know.
If you're in a relationship, when's the last executive decision you made on a purchase? What did you buy? What was the reaction of your significant other? I had made an executive decision, which I'll share coming up, that my wife didn't mind too much.
Okay.
But it was an executive decision that I made without consulting her. Right? I'll share that coming up. But if you've got one for us, text us at 221.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Tell us about the time that you had to make an executive decision on a purchase in your relationship, be it that you kind of just felt personally that it was needed, or you couldn't get a hold of your significant other, which was the case on this TikTok video, and is why we're talking about this morning, which I feel like there should be a value placed on when, you know, you can make that executive decision, because he paid $10 for a 44 pounds of cheese.
Yeah.
Which is like half a cheese wheel. Like you're watching, it's massive. He's carrying it in like he's got a small dog. Like he's just like got the small dog.
But should it be price specific or should it be item specific? Because the price I don't have an issue with.
$10, yeah.
44 pounds of cheese.
But I think she should be proud of him for getting something at such a great price. I do.
No, you don't.
I really do. I feel like that's a lot of cheese.
Uh-huh.
You're going to make a lot of stuff
with that cheese. You got it for only $10. You know how much a Tillamook block of cheese is at Albertsons?
Yeah.
It's about $10.
Yeah.
So he got 44 pounds of cheese for $10. Be celebrating that purchase. But I feel like an executive decision, the price level should be at like $100. Right, if it's over $100, maybe check in with your significant other, right? And then if she doesn't answer or he doesn't answer, you make the executive decision in that position.
I feel like $200 is a solid price.
$200?
Like, if you're going to buy something for $150, as long as, like, it's justifiable, I don't think I really need to sign off on it. But if it's over $200, you should probably talk to me first.
I made an executive decision a couple of months ago. I bought an Xbox. Now, I had been looking for one, you know, and Costco finally restocked. Uh-huh. In the moment, I didn't have time. I'll say that. I didn't have time to check with her.
Okay.
I didn't. I added it to the cart. Purchase went through.
She works from home and her phone sits right next to her.
I know, but if I would have taken the time to text her and wait for a response, she could have been in a meeting for all we know. And it probably would have been sold out. Uh-huh. So I made the executive decision in the moment to buy that Xbox. And this came like 3 or 4 months ago. I think it was 3 or 4 months.
And how is your Xbox?
I've used it 5 times.
Oh, my Lanta.
Best purchase I ever made.
I mean, at least you have it. You have the option to play it.
Here's the thing. Whenever I sit down to play it, the games need to be updated. And then it takes like 20 minutes to update a game.
And I'm like,
yeah, I lost interest. So I guess there's a mode that Elotto downloads so that it is available for me to play when I'm ready, but I haven't gotten that far yet.
You should probably do that so you can use said item.
When did you make an executive decision on a purchase? What did you buy? What was the reaction to your significant other? Texts are coming in at 22108. Text the 602. I bought a Razor. Like one of those four-wheel drive vehicles. When I could not get a hold of my wife, I decided to ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Did she forgive you? That's my question. I mean, you're alive, so that's good.
Text at the 602. My girlfriend was pregnant. All I had was an older Harley Davidson for a vehicle. She told me that we needed a second, more reliable vehicle with the baby coming. So I bought a new Harley. Guess she meant something with doors and a car seat. Ha, ha, ha. Oops.
That was a terrible decision.
Text of the 928. I made an executive decision and bought a new truck. When I got home, my wife wasn't super mad. She just told me that I had to buy her a new car too, which I did.
I feel like that would be my response. Like, if you truly needed it and it was a good deal, again, justifiable, fine. But you got to buy me a new one too.
Oh, man. I mean,
I think that's a fair deal.
Yeah, I know. But if I drop $600 on an Xbox, and then my wife's like, all right, I need a video gaming console too. And now I'm up over $1,000 in video gaming consoles.
Why can't you just use
mine?
I bought it for us, for quality time.
Maybe she prefers Nintendo or PlayStation, Cheyenne. Text from the 781 about a PS5 without permission. Kept it a secret. She found out. Sold it online while I was at work. Learn not to do that again.
Yeah. I mean, I think selling it, I think that was a little mean, but.
Text with the 602. I bought a Great Dane. My husband came home and thought I'd bought a pony.
You bought a full-grown Great Dane.
That would probably be my next executive decision.
It would be.
Would be for an animal. My wife does not want an animal in the house. She doesn't like the hair, the smell, whatever. My daughters love one. I grew up with an animal. My wife even grew up with an animal.
Yeah,
so how hypocritical
is
she?
Yeah.
But. You know, that may be a decision that I'll have to make an executive decision on down the road.
Well, there's a pet store in the Arrowhead Mall that has puppies right now, just so you know.
Arizona Mills has got one, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then she will make an executive decision to divorce me, I'm sure.
That okay, that's drastic.
Yeah. that's what would happen puppy if I made divorce. That executive decision.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
There's a trend on social media right now where people are going on to this, is it an app or a website or something?
It's a web-based app.
InstaFest.app. You go in there and it has you sign into your Spotify. And basically it creates a music festival based on the music you've been listening to. And you know, so I did it, and it's pretty stereotypical of me and my career. Luke Combs is my headliner. So it all starts today, right?
Okay.
November 30th.
Yes.
Day number one, I got Luke Combs as the headliner, followed by, or, you know, prior to him, Brothers Osborne and Jackson Dean and a whole bunch of other country artists. Then I got Phil Vassar coming up tomorrow as the headliner.
What? Why?
I went on like this Phil Vassar kick a few weeks ago.
Again, why?
I don't know.
Phil is great. Why?
Sometimes rolling in the morning, you know, I just kind of was like, Phil Vassar, it's been a little bit. So I turned on some of his music, you know, Inner Real Love and Love is a Beautiful Thing. Good stuff. And we got Jimmy Allen on tomorrow. We got Jimmy Wayne. A rabbit hole Jimmy Wayne too recently. So he popped up on there. Maren Mars, Keith Urban, Jason Aldean. So a pretty good lineup for tomorrow. And then Friday, I got Blink 182 as my headliner.
Yeah.
George Strait, Carrie Underwood, Dylan Scott, Blake Shelton.
I like that George Strait is opening up for Blink 182.
Yeah, right? I mean, but basically what it is the headliners are your most listened to music.
Yeah.
Right? And then the artists ahead of that, it kind of just goes based on plays of their music.
That's funny.
Who are your headliners? Yeah, you don't have a very big country lineup.
I don't, and nobody's going to know who these people are, and that's totally fine. So today, my headliner is a gal called Rain Paris. She's like a female rock, person. And then followed by a rapper named Russ, and then Kylie Morgan, who's a country artist. Tomorrow, there's a female rapper named Caitlin as my headliner, who I love. She's from San Diego. And then George Strait, another female rapper called Kelly, and then Cassie Ashton. And then Friday, a guy called Bruce Savage is my headliner, followed by another female rock group whose name I'm not going to say, and then Jimmy Allen.
That was me falling asleep.
See, here's the thing, though, is I rarely use Spotify, but when I do, it's when I'm in the gym.
Yeah,
so my music is very specific.
Yeah.
And I really like female rappers. So, and I love female rock.
Are you wanting to be a female rapper?
Oh yeah. Give me the mic. For sure.
We'll get these on Facebook, and we'd love to see yours as well. Like, what is in your festival lineup? And it's free to go do it. It's instafest.app.
It's very quick.
Yeah, it's quick. They have you sign into your Spotify, and then boom. Your Insta festival lineup pops up. So go to our be on Facebook.
Yes.
At Gutter and Cheyenne on Facebook. Post yours in the comments. We'd love to see what you've got coming to your festival. And then I guess you can tell us whose festival you would like to attend.
It's not mine, and that's okay.
Russ. Thanks to Russ.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.